Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver with Jeff Hobbs here on WPGW AM and FM. Actually, just on the FM at the moment. If you wanted to hear the rest of the IU game, that is being aired on our AM station at 1440 on the AM dial. So you IU fans, again, you need to tune to the AM station to hear the rest of the IU game at 1440 on your AM dial. We'll have Fort Recovery South Adams basketball here on the FM side. And again, we'd like to remind you that Family Dentistry of Dr. Thomas Banda on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. And don't forget, Family Dentistry's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Fort Recovery coming in at 3-1 after losing a close one to Jay County on Saturday. South Adams, a record of 3-3. And on the JV game, it was a close win for South Adams, 38-37 over Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in that game by Kyle Kanapke and Cade Wendell with 8 points apiece. I thought the Indians were going to pull that out for a little while, but it just didn't happen.
Well, it's one of those things. They didn't lead until almost to the end, Rob. You were hoping maybe that lead was the only lead they'd need, but bottom line, Starfires hit a big shot and stay undefeated.
Indians get the tap to start the game. There's Darian Sheffer, three-pointer no good. Rebound, Micaiah Cox. It's up and in.
What a long shot by Sheffer in early offense, but Cox lays it in on the offensive rebound. And he gets the block shot right down here in front of us, Rob, in transition.
So South Adams with the basketball might run down the starters for the Indians.
Indians will go the same way they've gone all year. Brandon Sheen at point guard, Chase Bruns, Darian Sheffer, Wes Winning, and Micaiah Cox. Unfortunately, Coach will be without one of his bullets tonight. Caleb Martin, the 6'3" junior, has a foot and ankle injury, so he will sit tonight.
Marcus Teeter missed one from the corner for South Adams. Indians with the basketball. Here's a shot by Chase Bruns. It's up and no good from three-point land. Rebound, Micaiah Cox. Cox goes to the hole, puts it up, and air ball, missed it again. Rebound comes down to Marcus Teeter for South Adams.
Good looking three there for Chase Bruns. Like to see that guy get off to a good start, because when he starts well, he's had nice ball games all year long.
And there's a steal by Speedy Shane. He'll pass down to Chase Bruns. He'll lay it up. It's blocked. Shot had no chance of going down, and South Adams gets the rebound.
Boy, nice block there by Grabow. He went up and pinned that baby on the glass, and so Indians only with a 2-0 lead, but boy, had lots of opportunities here.
Darian Sheffer almost stole the ball. Boy, the Indians being real aggressive tonight on defense, looking great out there.
This is a game they should have won a year ago, Rob. I think we called that game. They led by big double digits in the second half and found a way to give one away to the Starfires, and so this will be one Coach Guggenbiller would like to get.
South Adams and Fort Recovery playing in a lot of sports these days, and it's no longer than the trip is. It's a nice, nice matchup between these two schools to play each other.
I really agree with you, Rob. Great facilities here at South Adams. They do a great job. We've played them in baseball since I got here, and again, adding basketball to the list and volleyball and some girls' sports, this is a really nice place.
Wes Winning gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the Indians. It's just not right that he's not wearing number 7.
Yeah, again, we had a football banquet last night, Rob, and again, Coach Brent Niekamp's Indians, a tremendous season. Week 15, they win a state championship, and again, they finished that season last night, and again, Wes, the All-Ohio wide receiver and safety, normally wearing number 7 on the gridiron, wears 23 on the basketball gym floor.
And he hits both free throws there for the Indians, and Fort Recovery leads 4-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. The Cal Pharmacy has their newest location right here in Bern. In downtown Bern, Fort Recovery with a steal, and Chase Bruns lays it in, and South Adams quickly wants to call a timeout as the Indians are on top 6-0. We'll be back here at the South Adams Stardome in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BVI at K&L Tractor. The BVI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pole type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. Their Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BVI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BVI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Folks, people come from all around the world to get knowledge on how to raise livestock at Cooper Farms. Sir, where are you from?
Johnny, I raise piggy.
I am from Spain. Si, senor, I raise chicken. Si, senor?
Yes, I see. Farmers, thank you for supplying corn to Cooper Farms. As you can see, it is partly how the world gets fed. Call us at 1-800-637-7161 for the latest corn bids. That is 1-800-637-7161. See?
Once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, here in Bern, Indiana, their newest location right here in Bern, and also in Union City, Indiana. They also have locations in Versailles and Arcanum. And we're underway again, South Adams with the basketball. Starfires again 3-3 on the year. Fort Recovery's at 3-1. They're only lost to Jay County the other night. The Indians steal it again. What a pass from Chase Bruns to Micaiah Cox, and he lays it in.
Right now, Indians just the better team all the way around, Rob. Starfires have turned it over four of their five possessions, only one shot. And again, that's a remedy that spells doom.
Absolutely a steal again. This time, down comes Chase Bruns. He puts it up and good as Speedy Shane stole the basketball.
Bruns really nice in transition. Last time, tremendous bounce pass from about 40 feet. That time he scores his second basket. Starfires have seen enough again, Rob. They want another timeout.
Another timeout by Andy Brown, the head coach of South Adams. So we'll be back. 5:26 to go in the first quarter. It's Fort Recovery 10, South Adams nothing.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here at the South Adams Star Dome. Beautiful place. First time you've been here?
No, I've been here many times. Come here for swimming. It is, again, terrific facility. Nice pool, nice basketball court. Came here and watched the game and scouted. Again, South Adams has terrific facilities. Nice town. It's a great community. Really good people. Very similar, Rob, to the Fort Recovery community and values and just good people, good parents, great kids. And that makes for a nice rivalry with Fort Recovery.
Yeah, it sure does. Jay County, likewise. Enjoys the rivalry with the Starfires. Here we go with the ball put into play and almost stolen again by Fort Recovery, but South Adams finally gets it in. Here's a shot from the left side. Three-pointers no good. Rebound Chase Bruns, as missing the basket was Cole Myers for South Adams. Bruns comes down. He kind of lost his handle on it. I think he wanted to pass off to Micaiah Cox, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery.
Chase couldn't believe how open he was, Rob. He opened up like a Red Sea right down the middle, and I agree with you. He wanted to pass it. Probably should just gone in and shot the layup. Yeah. The ball got tipped out and off the hand of Micaiah Cox.
Yeah, he should have just headed on in. South Adams with the basketball. Around the horn it goes. Myers will pass off over here on the left. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's up and no good. It's the second three that's been missed by Marcus Teeter tonight. Here's Fort Recovery. No good by Chase Bruns on a three on the left side. Rebound South Adams. A long pass down, and South Adams is going to get a layup. They beat the Fort Recovery defense, and scoring on the play to get their first basket of the night is Jared Grabow.
I was hoping for a shutout, Rob. 10-0. you're almost halfway through the first quarter, and at least Starfire's getting shots the last two or three possessions and finally get on the board.
Fort Recovery was behind almost the whole junior varsity game. And then Kyle Collig, I believe, or Kyle Knapke, I think he hit a basket to put us up by two, 37-35. And then the South Adams hit a three-point shot. And That's all she wrote, 38-37, right. South Adams won.
And that South Adams team's undefeated, Rob. They had a decent number of juniors, so I'm sure Coach Brown looking towards the future. Again, 3-3 right now, and again, not giving up on some of these varsity players, but right now they're just outmatched by Fort Recovery. 12-2, West Winning just grabs an offensive rebound, puts it in. He'll have a chance for a three-point play.
West was named the most valuable player for the football team last night in their banquet, so congratulations to West. That's quite an honor on a very talented team.
You know, West had a terrific year on both sides of the football. Again, 75 catches and over 1,000 yards. And again, I think the coaching staff liked him as much as a safety, especially in the second half of the season when they got in the playoff run. He was outstanding, Rob, so well-deserved.
The free throw is no good, but it goes out of bounds off of South Adams, so Fort Recovery still has the basketball here. Chase Bruns on the left. He'll pass in the middle to Darian Sheffer. He'll put it up and no good. Rebound up and good by Micaiah Cox.
He isn't getting anything they want in the lane, Rob, and even when they do miss it, seems like they grab the rebound and put it in. 14-2, good guys.
6 points for Micaiah now. Here's South Adams with the basketball. Underneath, and we got a whistle on Fort Recovery. They're going to call
a travel. It could have been a block,
really?
Yeah, block shot there. Again, had a hand on the ball, so I think he could have called a jump ball. I would have called it a jump ball. Micaiah Cox got the block, and so it'll go back over to the Indians on the turnover. Jason Reisner and Matthew Benn into the game for Coach Guggenmiller. First two subs of the game.
Justin Newman had the basketball right inside for South Adams, but couldn't get anything out of it. Here's a shot, a long three-point shot, no good by Micaiah Cox. And a rebound comes to the South Adams Starfires. I don't see Micaiah shoot the 3-2 off of there.
No, but it's something that I think, Rob, if he wants to play at the next level, he's got to add to his game. Only at 6'3 and a half, 6'4, he's got to be able to make a shot from the perimeter. He's a guy that normally scores a ton of points in the lane because he's got great footwork and knows how to use the backboard. But again, he's got to be able to increase that range to make himself a college player.
Cole Myers missed a three, and getting the rebound was Marcus Teeter. He was fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line with two shots coming here. They called that foul on Micaiah Cox, his first of the night. Free throws up and good by Marcus Teeter, his first point of the evening. He'll have one more here. Makes it 14-3. Indians on top by 11. And this one's also good. Fort Recovery trying to go to 4-1, which to me, no more time than the team had to prepare after football. That's an amazing, that will be, if they can get that done, will be an amazing record. Here's a shot up and good on the left side by Jason Reisner.
Nice play by Reisner. A little mid-range game. Got himself to 15 feet and nothing but net by the junior. So well done. And Rob, I can't agree with you more. Coach Guggenmiller was frustrated the other night after the ball game, but I think he just got beat by a better team. Jay County was ready to play. They've got two terrific post players. The guards played well. So it's not like you got beat by a bad team. And the Fort didn't lay down. Got in a big hole there in the third quarter and dug their way out. And again, Jay's going to win a lot of ball games this year. And I agree with you. This Fort Recovery team, I think, a little bit ahead of schedule here, four games in.
Yeah, I think so too. Absolutely. Here's a shot from the left side by South Adams. It's no good. Rebound comes to the Stars. Back up, no good again. Rebound, Micaiah Cox. As missing the shot that time was Jared Grabow for South Adams. Here's Jason Reisner. He traveled.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. That's a pretty nice play there. Indians running the ball in transition, doing a nice job.
Yes.
Reisner shot faked and maybe just shuffled the shoes just a little bit. But again, you like the aggressiveness in transition.
Any of you Fort Recovery fans who might have been at the Jay County game the other night and wondered about Jason Slosher, the Jay County player who they took to the locker room with an injury. He turned out to be okay and was released from the hospital that night. South Adams misses again. Here's Reisner at the other end. He lays it up no good, but there's Micaiah Cox to put it in.
Johnny on the spot. Again, trail that in. You expect every shot to be missed, Rob. And again, Reisner had a layup, but Cox never gave up on it, scored it, and he's the game leading scorer with eight.
8 points, 4 2-point baskets for Micaiah Cox. South Adams with the basketball. Cole Myers, he'll pass down low, driving the baseline. Now back over on the left side. Here's a spin, a shot, and it's no good. Nice shot, but didn't go. And a rebound, South Adams. Had a shot blocked there. We got a foul, or what's going on? Yeah, foul on South Adams.
Yeah, we really like the rim protection there by Micaiah Cox, Rob. And we mentioned the name Roy Hibbert the other night. You're an Indiana Pacers season ticket holder. And Cox did a great job of that straight-up defense that you're used to seeing out of Roy Hibbert that he kind of patterned in the NBA, and did a good job holding his ground. And Indians got the rebound and were fouled.
Speedy Shane will bring it up for the Indians. On the right side to Matt Benn, who's in the game now for Fort Recovery. Jason Reisner on the left to Wes Winning. He'll pass inside to Matt Benn. He puts it up no good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. Here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, don't forget they have a weekly prescription program for you. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal pharmacist about their weekly prescription program. Again, they have a new pharmacy right here in Bern, Indiana, along with their longtime location in Fort Recovery. And, of course, they're down at Union City, Indiana, Versailles, Ohio, and Arcanum as well. Free throw is no good by Matt Benn. He hits the second one, though.
Junior played. I thought he played very well the other night, especially in the first half against Jay County. And again, giving Coach Guggenbiller solid minutes off the bench and a guy he can count on, this junior, knows what he's doing. Dad's an assistant coach, so he grew up in a gym. You know this guy knows what he's doing out there.
And he transferred from Salina, is that right?
That is correct. He's just like, not like his cousins who played baseball for us. Again, he is a homeschooled player now, and so...
Oh, my. They called over and back on Fort Recovery.
And the ball was tipped into the backcourt. So I think the referee's maybe going to talk it over here. Wes Winning was standing in the backcourt, Rob. Where, you know, it was strange. But the ball was tipped by Jay County to the backcourt. So, in essence, Winning should have been able to grab it.
And officials are discussing it and whether they actually, one of them actually saw it or not. So we'll see what happens out here.
This might be the biggest referee I've ever seen, Rob. 6 feet nine, maybe 6'10".
I think they're going to say it's over and back.
Wow. The ball was tipped into the backcourt. Winning was never came across the line. So, and they're gonna actually, they pointed the wrong way. So they are going to give it to the Starfires on the turnover.
19-4. Indians are on top over South Adams here in the first quarter. 1:22 to go in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. And the Fort Recovery is playing great tonight. Oops. Jason Reisner bumping into his opponents on the defense, Cole Myers, so it'll be out of bounds to South Adams.
Tanner Cook checks in for the first time, and that's the way Jason Reisner plays, Rob. He's a physical guy, 119 tackles as a middle linebacker for Brent Niekamp. What he brings to the table.
South Adams with the ball over on the left corner. Here's the drive to the basket. It's up and in, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. The shot's going to count for Cole Myers, and he will be at the free throw line.
Not great defense there. He kind of lost track of Myers behind the defense, and Wes Winning picked up the foul trying to block the shot. So three-point play could get him within as close as they've been in a while.
I have to apologize. That's Marcus Teeter, not Cole Myers. And Teeter hit the basket. And he hits the free throw. So Marcus has 5 points on the evening. It's about all their points, as they only have seven.
Chase Bruns checks back in. So five on the floor in purple. Bruns, Benn, Reisner, Winning, and Cook.
Matt Benn across the timeline for the Indians. They have a minute to go here in the quarter.
The matchup zone now for the Starfire. So we'll see if maybe we can find Chase Bruns around the perimeter for a jump shot.
Here's Reisner from the free throw line. He hits it. Jason Reisner.
Boy, another nice play there, Rob. Just that little 15-foot mid-range game for Reisner, and he's 2 for 2.
4 points for Jason. On the left side for South Adams, back out top. There's Noah Teeter. Back on the right side it goes. Shots fired up. Oh, nice. 3-point basket. Good by Jared Grabow.
It looks like he knows what he's doing out there. He's the biggest player on the floor for the Starfires, but the lefty curled off there from the top and knocked it in.
21-10 now. Fort Recovery leads by 11. Here's a pass underneath to Jason Reisner, and Wes Winning probably should have just gone up for the shot.
I agree with you. Just tried to make one too many passes there. Winning had a little 5-foot jump hook and tried to get it closer and turned it over.
South Adams with the ball. Here's Cole Myers up, no good from the left side. Rebound comes to Wes Winning. Winning to Chase Bruns, and the Indians could not get a shot off, but a nice quarter for Fort Recovery, leading 21-10.
Agree with you, Rob. Indians just quicker in every place, and for the most part, they dominate that quarter.
Again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, maybe you have somebody on your gift list you haven't bought a Christmas present for yet, they've got plenty of handicap medical equipment, anything you would need at the Fort Recovery Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, one of Cal Pharmacy's wonderful services. We'll be back with the second quarter of play. Again, after one, it's 21-10, Fort Recovery with an 11-point lead.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for a cane to give you more support and confidence with every step? Kaup Pharmacy has the Hurry Cane at a discounted holiday cash price of $35 through the month of December. The Hurry Cane stabilizes like a foot, pivots like an ankle, and adjusts to your height for the perfect fit. Order the Hurry Cane today by calling Kaup Pharmacy at 866-526-0976 or visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, Indiana, Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
That'll be South Adams ball to start the second quarter. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. I told you the football team had their awards banquet last night. We'll go down all those awards at halftime when we get a chance. Here's a shot up and no good, and Wes Winning's called for a foul.
And Wes is going to pick up his second foul, so most likely he's going to sit down probably for the remainder of this half. And, again, just good offense there again by the Starfires. Indians try a little half-court trap, Rob, and they got behind the defense again. And so back to the free throw line goes Cole Myers.
First one's good. In Wes's defense, though, and he had his arm straight up on that one.
He tried to hold his position straight up, but Myers did a good job of jumping into him and causing some contact, and it turns out to be 50-50, and it goes against the Indians.
Second one's no good. Rebound Jason Reisner over to Matt Benn. Matt will pass down in the corner. Back outside it goes. Tanner Cook had it momentarily. Jason Reisner now double teamed. Gets it over on the right side. There's a three-point shot. It's good by Chase Bruns. There you go, Chase.
Well done there. Reisner penetrating pitch. Give Reisner the assist. And Bruns gets his first made three of the game.
7 points for him now. South Adams having trouble getting it up against the Fort Recovery press. But they finally do get it across the timeline. With the basketball there is McGarren Clouser. Outside shots up, no good by Noah Teeter. And South Adams saves the ball. Cole Myers down to the corner, gets it back out to Teeter. Matt Benn knocks it away. And there's a steal. Micaiah Cox will lay it in.
A good play there by Benn. Benn calls that turnover. Ball loose on the deck, and Myers threw it wildly. And Cox runs through the lane, and he knocks it in. And he's up to double digits, Rob, with 10.
Indians leading 26-11. Here's a reverse layup inside, up and good by Grabow. He has 7 points now, 26-13. Chase Bruns with the basketball. Next game for the boys is when?
Tuesday. I think we got to get to call that one again.
Here's Chase Bruns up no good from three-point land. Rebound comes down to South Adams.
Monday, I think you got girls against Van Wert, simulcast, yeah. And the WPGW game. And then also Tuesday is a boys game. I think Fort Laramie comes to the Fortside Fieldhouse.
On the left side. Back on the right side. It's up off the glass and down in. Jared Grabow.
Well, I like the way this young man plays, Rob. He knows how to put the ball in the hole, and I think he's got 9 of the 15 points for the Starfires, and he's a lefty, and he reminds you a lot of Micaiah Cox, both about 6'3 left-handers that know how to put the ball in the hole.
And Ben tries to pass inside, and Micaiah Cox is stolen by South Adams. Actually, we won't be there Tuesday because they moved the Jay County game to that night, so you'll be on your own on Tuesday night on Fort Recovery Radio.
I guess you're right, so we'll miss you.
We'll be there Monday, though.
All right, giddy up.
Yeah, I hate not to do that game, but they moved a Jay County game. Winchester High School, who Jay County plays that night, also had success in football here in Indiana, and so they had to delay their game until that night.
Gotcha.
Inside for South Adams, it's up and Grabow hits it again. He seems to be the man.
He's doing a nice job inside there. Again, just a one-on-one matchup with Micaiah Cox. And he took it right through his face and put it up and scored it.
11 points now for Grabow, and it's 26-17. South Adams kind of sneaking back in here. Oh, Chase Bruns just threw it away, and a foul is going to be called on Chase Bruns.
Well, again, they've let the Starfires back in it, Rob. And again, we talked about that. Indians had a big double-digit lead in the second half last year and let the Starfires back. So Brandon Shane will check back in. He'll get Tanner Cook, and Darian Sheffer will come in. He'll get Jason Reisner. So good minutes by Reisner off the bench there, giving Coach Guggenmiller 4 points.
Got Darian Sheffer, Speedy Shane, Micaiah Cox, Chase Bruns, and Matt Benn in the lineup now for the Indians. Clouser will pass back on the outside. There's Cole Myers with it, dribbling against Matt Benn. Comes to the right, stops, passes off to Noah Teeter. Here's a shot from the baseline, up no good. Rebound Matt Benn. Missing that shot was Justin Nussbaum. And the Indians have the basketball. On the left to Speedy. Speedy passes back out to Matt Benn. Matt will cross court to Chase Bruns. Back out top to Darian Sheffer. Inside to Micaiah Cox. Speedy Shane. Chase Bruns cutting across the baseline, and he missed the shot.
Boy, did everything right but make the shot. Great ball movement. Bruns had basically a layup, Rob.
Here's Clouser firing from three-point land. He missed it. Rebound Matt Benn. McGarren Clouser missing the shot. And Matt Benn brings it all the way down. He tries to go to the hole and lost the handle on the ball. And it's picked up by South Adams. Turnover on Fort Recovery. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor for New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. I saw the Homan boys here tonight. Will and Ross.
Yep, and you got a whole lot of Homans that are big-time Indian basketball fans. Jacob and Ben are here a lot, too, supporting their cousin Matthew Benn. And the Homan boys picked up some hardware last night. Rob Ross got a senior award, and well-deserved. And Willie had a tremendous run there in the playoffs after Kyle Schreier went down as the lead ball carrier.
Foul is just called on Fort Recovery on Darian Sheffer, and going to the line will be Noah Teeter for South Adams. He puts the shot up, and he got it. The first one's good.
What the Indians' biggest lead was, Rob, maybe 17, but right now they've trimmed it back to 8, have the Starfires of South Adams.
And this one's up and good also. Noah Teeter has a total tonight of 2, 4, 6, 7 points.
Pretty much two guys have done all the work for the Starfires.
Yep, grab Allen Teeter. Chase Bruns with the ball on the left for Fort Recovery. They need a basket. Lead is down to 7 points now, 26 to 19. Here's Sheffer inside. He hits it.
Well done. Great pass by Brandon Shane. Sheffer got behind the defense just like Bruns did a minute ago. Bruns didn't make it. Sheffer did.
Darian's first basket of the evening, and here's a ball tipped away by Matt Benn. It's going to be South Adams as it goes out of bounds off of the Indians. 3:09 remaining in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard.
Indians will drop into their own little matchup zone of their own. We'll see if they'll trap out of it, Rob.
Back out top, grab Al. He'll pass over on the left wing. Now back out top again to Noah Teeter. Teeter will dump it off to Grabow. Back to Teeter. Teeter thinks about a three, dribbles in, shoots a 12-footer, and he hits it.
Boy, nice offensive play there, Teeter. I thought he walked, Rob, but again, nice little runner in the lane, and he knocks it down, leads back to 7.
Gives him 9 points on the night. Here's Sheffer open from three, and he cans it. Darian Sheffer.
Great play by Sheffer. 5 straight, and again, that's the way you get him out of his zone. Knock a jumper in.
31-21 leads back. Here's Sheffer with a steal. He tries to pass off. Stolen by Noah Teeter. We had a wide-open guy. And now there's a steal by Micaiah Cox. Cox will pass down to Chase Bruns. Bruns stops. 12-footer. No good. Short rebound, Micaiah Cox. He gets the rebound and the basket.
And Cox has had a really nice first half, Rob, especially on the offensive glass. Most of his points have come from there.
He has 12 points total now. South Adams with the basketball. Back outside to Noah Teeter. With the ball there is Cody Fike, who's in the game now, F-I-K-E. Here's Cole Myers. Myers will pass off to Noah Teeter. Teeter looks inside, can't find an open man. Back out top to Fike. He'll pass on the right side to Noah Teeter. Now to grab Al. Stripped away by Speedy. Speedy Shane comes down. He'll lay it up. He'll score.
What a great burst in a dribble there. Shane helps down into the post, takes it away, and goes coast to coast and lays it in.
That's his first basket of the evening. There's a shot, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Chase Bruns at the other end. Cross court pass in the corner. Back out to Benn. He hits a three-point shot, and the Indians on a roll now.
Holy cow, they've run it back up to 17. Rob, 10-0 run for Fort Recovery, and Coach Brown's seen enough. He'll take a timeout.
Boy, there. That's one of those 1:10 to go. I don't know, but anyway.
And that's his third time out of the half, Rob. He called two quick ones early, so he's only got two left.
38-21, timeout. South Adams will be back.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. We wanted to take this time to wish all of our customers a Merry Christmas. We feel blessed to be a part of a wonderful and supportive community. Hoping you get everything on your list this year. Our Christmas Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll be closed on Christmas Day and then reopen regular store hours Saturday, December 26th, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You know, service is a very important part of the name of K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service for your farm equipment or line of garden equipment, you can depend on your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
Can't agree more, Rob. They sell you great products, but if you ever need it fixed, they'll take better care of you when it's time to do that.
And those kind of businesses are harder to find these days. Here's a ball that goes out of bounds. And turnover, Todd, South Adams.
Todd Oman sitting right over here to your left, one of the owners and operators of K&L Tractor. And Kenny Canute, just outstanding people first.
Speedy Shane will bring it down across the timeline. He'll lob it in to Micaiah Cox in the lane, puts the shot up, and got it.
Boy, that was just too easy. They spread him out wide that time against the zone, threw it into Cox, a little turnaround 10-foot jump shot, and he's having a heck of a half, Rob.
40-21, 19-point lead. Here's a shot by Noah Teeter. He missed it from three-point land. Ball is down and picked up by Fort Recovery. Here's Darian Sheffer bringing it down. Across the timeline, he'll move to his left, pass off on the wing to Chase Bruns. Bruns goes to the hole, now passes back to Sheffer. Sheffer from the corner. It's no good. Tipped by Bruns, and we got a jump ball. Matt Benn ties up Cole Myers for South Adams.
Going to stay with the Indians on the held ball. A couple nice tip outs there and great effort by Ben. And it's what he brings to the table, Rob. He's the first guy that'll get on the floor and he gets the held ball to stay with the Indians.
I want to thank Jason Arnold here at South Adams, the AD, for his hospitality. Inbounds pass to Micaiah Cox. He misses the shot, but the Indians get the rebound.
They can get the last one now, Rob, with 15 seconds left here in the half.
Darian Sheffer with the ball, passing on the right to Matt Benn. Matt comes in, feeds to Bruns, three-point shot, no good. Rebound Speedy, he'll fire, he'll miss. Matt Benn tried to get the rebound basket there, but it was just a little bit too late.
Yeah, it shows you how much basketball IQ Brandon Shane has there, Rob. Three was on the way by Bruns, and the ball got tipped way out to almost between the circles, and he grabbed it and just threw it towards the rim, almost like a 24-second shot clock violation. He knew there was less than 2 seconds left in the half.
Indians, a great first half of play. As we led 21-10 at the first quarter, lead 40-21 here at the half. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hey, Joe, what are all those cows doing in your front yard?
I'm attaching them to snow shovels so they can plow away snow. Would you like to buy one? I can sell you one with or without the shovel.
Oh, brother. Folks, be prepared in whatever job you plan to tackle. Make sure you have the right equipment and do it safely. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery has a tractor that is an absolute driving pleasure. The New Holland T8 Series tractor. It has the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in industry. You get fingertip controls in the award-winning Sidewinder 2 console and a 360-degree visibility. And the unprecedented 11-foot, 4-inch wheelbase provides smooth, superior performance in the field and on the road. Discover the ultimate place to work. The New Holland T8 Series tractor. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we want to thank K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget for, again, New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, including Simplicity Snow Throwers. You know it's going to snow sooner or later.
Hey, you're living in Ohio / Indiana, so, I mean, bottom line, Midwest, it could change in the hour. So I'm waiting on the snow. I don't think you're going to get any for Christmas, but bottom line, It will be here before you know it, guaranteed.
It will be here. So depend on K&L for those simplicity snow throwers to keep your driveways, your sidewalks clear this winter. As I mentioned a little bit ago, the football team had their awards banquet last evening, and we want to highlight some of the special awards that were passed out. The JV Player of the Year went to Davis Will.
Well, Davis had a terrific year, Rob. 13 touchdowns in JV action, and you're seeing that Brent Niekamp's program, the progression. Now you've got unbelievable at all levels. 7th, 8th, and freshman and JV all had winning records this year. And again, Davis Will, terrific year as a junior to be unselfish enough to play there. He played some special teams for Brent at the varsity level. He will be a good player next year for Brent Niekamp's Fort Recovery Indians.
Offensive Player of the Year was Mr. Wes Winning. Congratulations to number 7.
Man, we said 74 catches for over 1,000 yards, and really, really played well. And a touchdown the state championship game, and was that number one threat all year long, and teams had to scheme against Wes, and he still got it done. So well deserved.
Defensive Player of the Year, that was Adam Lefevre, set school records with the most number of sacks this year.
Went a terrific year for Adam, 19 and a half sacks, and that'll be a record that will stand for a while, maybe unless Brent's team goes to the state championship next year. And a guy named Andrew Stocker, who had a tremendous year as well, first team all MAC player at tackle, had a great year, only a sophomore. But again, Adam, he was the first guy to say the defensive line, other guys turned a lot of sacks into Adam. Adam had a high motor, was a great leader this year for Brandon. Again, another well-deserved award that was voted by his teammates.
Special Teams Player of the Year, Darian Sheffer, with his famous onside kick in the state finals game.
When the guy really got it done for 4 years for Brent Niekamp from the punting standpoint. He's a guy that Joe Bruns gave him love every night on our broadcast because he loved it. How many times did Darian pin the other team inside the 10-yard line and do a great job? Or how many times did you see him run with the football on a fake punt? And again, really had a nice year, and again had to take over the kicking duties and did some good things, and Darian well deserved. And again, he had as good a 5-game run as I've ever seen in Darian, and again very focused and had an outstanding year.
Most improved player, that went to Ross Holman. Congratulations, Ross. Not only a outstanding young athlete, but an outstanding young man as well.
Can't say enough about that youngster. Again, what a great year he had. Again, over 100 tackles from his outside linebacker spot. And again, a guy who waited his turn, Rob, and that's where Brent Niekamp's program is. When I got here 7 years ago, you were seeing the best freshmen were having to play at the varsity level. And in the MAC, you just don't get that done. That you're just not going to win games. That's not a recipe for success. Ross Holman waited his time. He played this year at a very, very high level. And again, very well deserved, most improved player.
Indian Award, which is kind of your sportsmanship award, that went to Adam Lefevre.
And again, lots of things with that Indian, but again, sportsmanship and leadership. And Adam was a guy that is not afraid to tell you what he thinks, not afraid to tell his teammates what he thought. And again, obviously led by his play on the field, but again, a terrific young man, 35 ACT, and again, very intelligent young man, and again, also very well deserved.
And the Most Valuable Player Award, as we mentioned a moment ago, went to Wes Winning. So congratulations again to Wes.
Well, you could have given that nod to a handful of guys. Caleb Martin was outstanding all year long, Rob. Had almost 500 yards or 400 yards passing in the state championship game and 5 touchdowns. But heck, Willie Holman, terrific year, especially in that playoff run and after Kyle Schreier went down. Heck, Kyle Schreier, again, what a terrific year that youngster had, Rob. Again, got to the end zone, I think, 16 times and pushed 1,000 yards. It would have been easy over 1,000 yards if he doesn't get lost in the playoffs. But again, Wes Winning, well-deserved. We talk about his offensive numbers, but defensively he was outstanding, and our coaching staff called him the best safety in Division 7 in the state of Ohio. And I tell you what, the way he played down the stretch, he proved them that they were probably right.
Real quickly, 4-year letters went to Kyle Schreier, Darian Sheffer, and Wes Winning. 3-year letters to Tanner Cook and Adam Lefevre. 2-year letters went to Jason Reisner, Caleb Martin, Chris Link, Kyle Kanapke, Nate Ondrop, Tyler Atchison, Ross Holman, Kalen Rockwood, and Brandon Shane. 1-year letters went to Cole Dews, Davis Will, Hunter Vogel, Ryan Braun, Will Holman, Andrew Stocker, Matt Keese, and Ethan Shane. And again, recognizing the managers who are having a very important job, Joe Reisner, Peyton Toby, Michaela Post, Abby Winning, and Faith Hall.
And the coaching staff and the players do a great job of recognizing those young ladies. They do a tremendous job, put a ton of hours in and work very, very hard. And, you know, the funny thing about this club and this coaching staff, Rob, is the one thing they won't talk about yet is next year. And I tell you what, next year is going to be a lot of fun for this club. And I think for the next handful of years in Fort Recovery, but they bring back five of their six top offensive linemen. You bring your quarterback back. You bring back a running back that went crazy in the playoffs. Again, you bring back two of your three starting linebackers, all of your starting defensive linemen. The best may be yet to come. Again, when you win a state championship, it's hard to say the best is yet to come. But tell you what, Brent Niekamp and his coaching staff's got to feel really good about what's going on with the team in purple.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be back to give you the stats of the first half in a moment. Fort Recovery leading 40-21.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for a cane to give you more support and confidence with every step? Kalp Pharmacy has the Hurricane at a discounted holiday cash price of $35 through the month of December. The Hurricane stabilizes like a foot, pivots like an ankle, and adjusts to your height for the perfect fit. Order the Hurricane today by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 866-526-0976 or visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, Indiana, Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Over to Jeff Hobbs. He's got the halftime stats for you.
Well, this was a nice first half for Coach Kuchenbiller's club, but you know what, Rob? Without a handful of turnovers there mid-second quarter, this might have been 30, and it might have been over. Right now, you feel good about a 19-point lead, but again, Indy still turned it over nine times, and I'll bet four or five of those were in that time where the Starfires kind of climbed back into it. They cut a 17-point lead to seven, then all of a sudden, the Indians went on a 10-0 run of their own and a timeout by Coach Brown, and the Indians were back in complete control. And right now, the Starfires shoot 28% in the first half, 7 of 25, and that's not going to get a whole lot done for you. 1 of 9 from the three line for 11%. At the free throw line, they did their best business, 6 of 7 for 86% for Coach Chris Kuchenbiller's club. They, on the other hand, shoot 17 of 33 for 52% from the three line, 3 of 11 for 27%, and the free throw line, 3 of 5. Again, the Indians win the rebound battle, and this was a big one. Indians had a lot of offensive rebounds. Micaiah Cox led the way with five. They win the rebound battle 23-11. And that's a huge play in that 40-21 score at halftime. Indians had 9 assists on 17 made baskets, so feel good about that. Led by Brandon Sheen's 5. Again, he really did a good job getting the Indians out in transition. 11 turnovers for South Adams, and early, that's what got them in trouble. I think they turned it over 5 of their first 6 possessions. So again, they got themselves into a ditch that they couldn't really get out of it. Scoring for the Indians quickly, Micaiah Cox leads away with 14 points and 8 rebounds, 7 points for Chase Bruns, 5 points for Darian Sheffer, 4 points for Wes Winning, 4 points for Matthew Benn and Jason Reisner off the bench, and a basket for, I'm not missing there, but again, the Indians lead at 40-21 at halftime.
South Adams won the junior varsity game tonight, 38-37. It was Kyle Kanapke and Cade Wendell both had 8 points to lead the way in that one. Underway here in the third quarter, and the shot is up and good by South Adams. His scoring for the Starfires was McGarren Clouser. That's his first basket of the evening. He cuts the lead back to 40-23 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. 3-point shot by Darian Sheffer's no good, and the whistle blows.
And that would have counted too, Rob. They called a foul on South Adams inside, and I think they're going to get number 30, Justin Nussbaum. And that basket would have gone in, and the three would have counted. Indians would have got the ball back, but instead they'll just keep it under their own hoop.
And an inbounds pass comes to Micaiah Cox. It's blocked from behind, but the Indians get it back, and there's Wes Winning putting it up and in.
Set plays are wide open inside, and Cox missed it, got it a little bit, a piece was blocked, and Winning, he cleans up the garbage and gets his 6 point of the game.
Micaiah Cox had 14 in that first half. Here's
a lot on the offensive glass. Sorry, Rob. That's 5 offensive rebounds.
Yep. South Adams misses a shot, but they got the rebound. There's a shot fired up, and no good by Clouser. Tipped out of bounds, I think, by the Indians. Nope. They say South Adams.
Yeah, that ball would have gone in the hands of Micaiah Cox. I was going to say, Cox is having a nice night. Again, 14 points and 8 rebounds in the first half, and he's pretty much had his way inside. But again, when Jared Grabow played very well for South Adams as well.
So Fort Recovery with the ball here over on the left side to Micaiah Cox, back cross court. Welcome to all you fans who might be listening in tonight. Might have some South Adams folks tuned in as well. Glad to have you tuned into the broadcast. Don't forget, we're on WPGW-FM, on WPGWRadio.com, and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly in Portland and Chuck Rohr at FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Brandon Shane with a nice drive there. Hands Wes winning a 2 free throws. Wes got hammered going up for it, so winning will go to the free throw line. He's was 2 of 3 in the first half.
Gets the first one. He'll have one more. Bounces the basketball. It's up. It's no good off the back of the rim that time. Wes, one of the seniors on this Indian team, will miss him next year.
And just a nice athlete, and a guy who's really improved, especially on the offensive end.
There's a shot up and no good by Grabow. South Adams, rebound Fort Recovery, I should say. And the shot's blocked down here, and Grabow ends up with it.
Oh,
that was close to being over and back.
He was close to that line. I agree with you, Rob. That was kind of blocked out here.
South Adams with the ball. Here's Clouser firing. No good. Rebound, Wes winning. As McGarren Clouser missed that shot from about 10 feet out. Inside to Micaiah Cox. He missed it. Rebound, South Adams. Grabow tipped it over. And picking up the loose ball was Justin Nussbaum. Here comes Noah Teeter. He'll try to drive to the hole, and he's going to be fouled on the way in.
Wes winning just the wrong guy in the wrong spot, Rob. He was just standing there and ran right into him, picks up his third personal foul, so I think he's probably going to sit down.
Actually, they called that on Darian.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
I think Coach Guggenbiller thought it was going to be on Wes, because Wes is going to sit down. So he only has 2. Sheffer has 2. First team foul on the Indians here in the third quarter.
So here we go. Yeah, I think the Fort Recovery bench thought it was on Wes. Anyway, there's a foul on Fort Recovery.
I'm going to get Brandon Shane on the reach in. Shane's first, so 2 quick ones for Fort Recovery.
Here we go with the inbounds play. South Adams with it. Clouser out front against Speedy Shane. Over on the left side it goes to Nussbaum. Back on the right, there's Cole Myers with the ball for South Adams. Back on the left, there is Noah Teeter. He'll fire, he'll miss. Rebound, Grabow, good. Jared Grabow.
Yeah, not a very good box out there. Sheffer's got to put a body on Grabow.
13 points for him now. Here's one up and in. Who was that? I didn't see.
James Bruns, talk about not very good defense. You got to stop the basketball. Bruns went coast to coast and just laid it in, Rob.
So South Adams with the ball. They trail 45-25. Here's a shot up. No good by Cole Myers. Rebound, Darian Sheffer. Quick pass down to Speedy, but it's out of his reach and out of bounds.
Yeah, he's put just a little more air under that one, a little touch. He threw it just a little too hard, and Speedy got a hand on it, but he couldn't control it.
Third quarter scoreboard sponsor, again, Cooper Farms, for a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. It's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. South Adams with the ball. There's the ball knocked out of bounds by Micaiah Cox.
Indian leads at 20, and it's been pretty much even here in the half, almost halfway through the third quarter.
Micaiah and Chase were both at the girls' game last night, supporting the Lady Indians.
That's the one thing about Full Recovery kids. They really support each other in those girl games, and you get a lot of boys show up. And if you look down here to our left, Rob, almost the entire girls' team is here supporting the boys.
Noah Teeter scooped it up, and it was blocked out of bounds by the Indians. So South Adams will put it back in play again. There's Teeter getting the inbounds pass to Grabow. Jared Grabow back outside to McGarren Clouser. Right side to Noah Teeter, and he hits a 2-point shot just inside the 3-point line to make it 45-27. Fort Recovery threw it away.
And Chase Bruns, he had an open Micaiah Cox, but needed to just put a little more air under it, and he threw it a little too flat, and it was knocked away. So here come the Starfires.
Over on the right, there's a drive, and Darian Shepherd gets his hand on the ball, but getting loose and putting it up and in is Cole Myers. And he drew the foul. I think that might be number three on Darian.
You are correct. And so I think Jason Reisner is probably going to replace Darian. Darian had a lot of ball but lost control of it. And credit Cole Myers. He stayed with it and grabbed it and put it in. So actually Reisner comes in and Chase Bruns will sit down. So Sheffer will stay on the floor with three personal fouls.
So at the free throw line, there's Cole Myers. He'll have one. And he missed it. Rebound Darian Sheffer. Sheffer brings it down. He'll scoop it up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to McGarren Clouser of South Adams.
Darian just a shade out of control there, looking for the foul. And look back at the official with his hands up in the air.
And here's a steal by Fort Recovery. I think that might have been Jason Reisner who knocked it loose. Darian Sheffer goes all the way down and in.
Darian might have got away with a double dribble there, Rob. I don't know if you saw it right down here, but very nice move in transition. And Darian can get out and run. That's where he's at his best.
47-29 now. Indians by 18 points over the South Adams Starfires. Got off to a great start tonight. Here's a shot inside, up and good by Jared Grabow.
Grabow works hard inside. He's a nice player, Rob. And again, they list him at 6'2", and he looks a little bigger than that. But again, nice wide body and can use both hands. He's left-handed, but can use both hands. And again, really playing well with 15 points, leading the way for the Starfires.
Ball is knocked out of bounds. Indians have it. Here's a shot up, and no good. Rebound Darian Sheffer, but a foul on South Adams.
A terrific out-of-bounds play again. Sheffer mad at himself, Rob. He should have put that one in.
47-31. Indians in the lead. There's an inbounds pass to Micaiah Cox. He puts it in. He's fouled. He'll be at the line.
Yeah, that's just a terrific play there between Cox and Shane, Rob. Just a little eye contact. The defender had his head turned. He threw it right over the defender's head. Cox lays it in, so give Shane another assist, and Cox another basket.
16 points for him now. He'll have one free throw here. Puts it up, and he got it.
Well done by the junior.
Up to 17 points, 50-31. Indians on top by 19 again. Just kind of keep hanging around that 20 mark, 20-point lead. And Grabow has it stolen away. Speedy passes down and stolen away by South Adams. Noah Teeter got his hand on the ball. Now over on the right side for the Stars is Justin Nussbaum. Lobbing it inside, there's Cole Myers up and in. Give Noah Teeter the assist. Cole Myers the basket.
I think they're going to get Grabow with that basket, Rob. Again, with that 23 and 33. Grabow does a really good job of using his body.
And there's Fort Recovery scoring.
And right back at you, Darian Sheffer. So, I mean, teams just kind of trading quick baskets here. And looks like they're going to get Micaiah Cox on the body foul in transition.
Sheffer now with a total of 9 points on the evening. Here comes Wes Winning back in for the Indians, and Micaiah Cox will take a rest.
Sheffer will also go out. Senior Tanner Cook checks in.
Tanner had a nice, wonderful football year as well.
Yeah, another guy that, again, lots of accolades, close to 100 tackles this year, and had to move from his safety spot to linebacker to replace Tyler Atchison when he went out. And really, Indians just didn't miss a beat when Cook went there, and then he jumped back to a safety position for the playoff run.
And he also had some great catches, too, as a receiver.
Yeah, two touchdowns in the state championship game. Pretty cool.
And there's a ball tipped out of bounds. They say it'll go to South Adams. The official said that Fort Recovery tipped it.
Well, the fans in purple didn't think so, though, Rob. About 3-1 in Fort Recovery fans here tonight to South Adams Starfires, the home team.
There are more Fort fans here tonight. Here's Noah Teeter. He dumps it off to Grabow. Feeds over on the left wing to Cole Myers. Myers drives, has a ball tipped away, but picked up by South Adams. Back outside it goes to Grabow on the left. There's McGarren Clouser in the lane. Scoops it up. Got it. Wow.
he's probably got a big brother, Rob, that worked him over in the driveway because tell you what, he up and under and double pump fake, and again used to going through big guys and threw up the circus yacht and got it to go.
Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Timeout. South Adams will be back.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. We wanted to take this time to wish all of our customers a Merry Christmas. We feel blessed to be a part of a wonderful and supportive community. Hoping you get everything on your list this year. Our Christmas Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will be closed on Christmas Day and then reopen regular store hours Saturday, December 26th, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Folks, people come from all around the world to get knowledge on how to raise livestock at Cooper Farms. Sir, where are you from?
Johnny, I raise piggy.
I am from Spain. Si, senor, I raise chicken. See, senor?
Yes, I see. Farmers, thank you for supplying corn to Cooper Farms. As you can see, it is partly how the world gets fed. Call us at 1-800-637-7161 for the latest corn bids. That is 1-800-637-7161. See?
We had a couple of quick baskets scored there. Just hitting one was Noah Teeter for South Adams.
And Matt Ben got two baskets in a row, Rob, for the Indians.
Matt Ben's up to 8 points now with those two quick baskets. Boy, bing, bing, bing here. 56-37 for recovery on top. Here's Cole Myers firing one from three-point land. No good. Ball's picked up by Grabel, but knocked out of his hands, and Speedy Shane came away with the ball. Here's Ben. He'll fire another three. Got it again.
About a 7-0 run there for Matt Ben, or at least 7 points in a row for the Indians. Nice find by Brandon Shane. Give him an assist. Another one.
Matt Ben on fire here. All of a sudden, and there is a foul called on Speedy Shane as he fouled Noah Teeter.
Brandon just hustling like he normally does, run the guy down from behind and gets called for the it's a foul I make in the YMCA league a few times. The guy gets by you and you reach around from behind.
Darian Sheffer will come in now for the Indians, and Speedy Shane will sit down. Go with the inbounds pass. Oh, it's tipped, and the pass is a little high there, and Matt Ben comes up with it. And we'll pass over on the left side. There's a shot up, no good by the Indians. Rebound grab out of South Adams.
Good take by Jason Reisner. Reisner got all the way to the cup and just couldn't get it to roll in.
Jason, another versatile player on that football team.
Boy, I agree with you. You're going to see a big year from him again next year, Rob. Again, that guy, 120 tackles from that middle linebacker spot, and really, really had a nice year for Brent Niekamp.
Played in the backup quarterback position as well.
He had 150 yards in the first playoff game. I mean, a guy who wasn't really in five or six meaningful snaps all year quarterback.
Last second shot is no good by McGarren Clouser. Just in and out, and the score at the third quarter. It's 59 for the Indians of Fort Recovery and 37 for South Adams. Thanks again to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. For a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well, it's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. We'll be right back from the South Adams Stardome tonight.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This is one of the few games I do Fort Recovery that I get home quicker than the Fort Recovery fans.
Yeah, it's a home game for you, Rob. And I got to go a long way to get home. I got to go back beyond Fort Recovery to Sydney. But, again, Fort fans, again, enjoy this as an easy trip over here to Burn. And, again, very similar communities that have similar values and schools similar size.
South Adams played Parkway the other day also, by the way.
And again, two fairly close communities there, and again, similar in a lot of ways. And right now, it was a very close basketball game, too. Parkway really struggling in the early going in boys and girls basketball.
Yeah, South, that was one of South Adams' three wins. Starfires are 3-3 again. Fort Recovery's 3-1, losing only to Jay County. Inside pass is stolen by Noah Teeter. Teeter comes down, he'll put it up, and no good. It bounces over the top of the basket, and a rebound comes to Chase Bruns. Look out, got a traffic jam down there. Bruns falls down. South Adams picks up the ball. It's still loose. A mad scramble. It finally goes out of bounds, and they say it's going to go off of the Indians.
Hey, Tuesday night, Rob, you can get out and see. They're going to recognize the state baseball team on Tuesday night. The Booster Club is going to give them plaques and do that for all the state teams that don't win the state championship. And they're going to have a meet and greet at the bowling alley afterwards. So, again, lots of good stuff going on athletically at Full Recovery. And, again, baseball started in the spring, and Brent Niekamp's club, they pretty much one-upped them and trumped them with the state championship here in the fall.
And it just does so much for the school when the athletic teams are successful.
Can't agree with you more, Rob. Makes my job as a principal a whole lot easier because Full Recovery kids have a ton of spirit regardless of what the record is. But, boy, when you're winning state championships and you're taking your team and your community to state, again, just the community just unifies. And it's hard to say that you can unify much more than Full Recovery already has. But I'll tell you what, those runs to the state were impressive and a whole lot of fun.
Jason Reisner called for a reach-in foul. South Adams with the ball. That was Jason's second foul of the night. Here's a foul called on Matt Benn.
Throw a shout-out to Randy and Mary Diller, two good friends of yours. They're Rob Weaver minions. They're back in the fort listening. And you say tremendous, Rob. We love you. Love WPGW.
Well, thank you so much.
All the good things that you guys do for Full Recovery. We can't say enough thank yous.
Foul again on, well, they called that on Micaiah, actually.
It's going to be a one, yeah, 1-1. That's 17 fouls for Full Recovery. And so that sends Marcus Teeter back to the free throw line. And Teeter's had a nice game, Rob. I mean, he's got 14 points, and he's kind of crafty. I like the way he plays.
First free throw is good, and so is the second one. He's perfect at the free throw line. 7 out of 7 tonight. Here's Fort Recovery with the ball back outside to Chase Bruns, and they're going to call a 3 seconds in the lane.
Yeah, Darian Sheffer lost control. Boy, he had a layup, and a really nice pass by Jason Reisner, but he threw it out to Chase Bruns and never left the lane area. I think he thought Chase was going to let the three go, and he was ready to rebound, and official underneath said, can't stay in there that long, young man.
Fort Recovery pressing, but South Adams able to get the ball across the timeline. Over on the left side it goes, back outside, back in the left corner to Justin Nussbaum. And a pass off to Noah Teeter. Here's Grabow, top of the key. He hits a three-point shot by Jared Grabow.
We like the way this guy plays, and again, steps back out and knocks in another three. I think it's his second of the night.
Here's Darian Sheffer on a floater, missed it, got his own rebound and a whistle.
And they're going to get Sheffer for the offensive foul, Rob. He got an offensive rebound. He reached around and kind of hooked his way. It's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Coach Guggenbiller is going to put some subs in here, and I'm sure Sheffer will be one that will sit down with four personals.
Tanner Cook's coming in. Here comes Wes Winning back in. Speedy Shane comes back in. Jason Reisner will leave. Matt Benn will leave. And Darian Sheffer leaves.
So you got four starters out there plus Tanner Cook.
Indians are a very deep ball club.
And again, as we said in the pregame, missing Caleb Martin. That's another guy that would play a ton of minutes out there, Rob. So Cook's kind of been elevated. He's gotten more minutes tonight than he has been getting early in the season.
Here's a drive to the hoop by Cole Myers. He missed it, had to try to shoot it over the top of Micaiah Cox, and that altered the shot somewhat. Here's Chase Bruns at the other end, though. Good rebound, Wes Winning. He got the rebound in the basket.
Well, you like the effort of Wes Winning. Again, he looks like Bruns is going to make that layup, but it rolls off. Winning doesn't give up on it, and he knocks it in.
61-42.
Gets Wes up to 9 points here.
There's Noah Teeter back outside to Cole Myers. He'll fire a three, and he got it. Cole Myers on a three.
Good stroke by Myers, and he doubles his point total to 6.
There's a shot from the corner by Wes Winning. He is on. Wes with a shot.
Well, Wes Winning with the answer. A guy doesn't shoot a lot of threes, but they're in transition. He found himself wide open, and he drained it.
So Wes having a nice ball game here.
Gets into a dozen, so into double digits. Joins Micaiah Cox.
Noah Teeter on the right. Back outside it goes. Clouser with it over to Grabow. Jared Grabow feeds on the right to Noah Teeter. Drives for the hoop. He got the basket. And he's going to be fouled at the line.
I don't think Coach Googs is going to be real pleased after the game tonight, Rob, if we get to talk to him about the team defense. Again, broken down a few times. And there's another example of it. And Marcus Teeter will go to the line for a three-point play after the timeout by Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. It's 64-47 with 5:08 to go. Indians on top. Don't forget, for quality building materials, including those Makita tools and Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pole type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. Their Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for a cane to give you more support and confidence with every step? Kalp Pharmacy has the Hurry Cane at a discounted holiday cash price of $35 through the month of December. The Hurry Cane stabilizes like a foot, pivots like an ankle, and adjusts to your height for the perfect fit. Order the Hurry Cane today by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 866-526-0976 or visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, Indiana, Burn, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's Noah Teeter at the free throw line after the timeout, and he cans that free throw. He is 8-for-8. I've been saying Noah, I'm sorry. It's actually Marcus Teeter. Yeah. Marcus Teeter.
I'm sure that's a brother, so you weren't far off.
Gotta get all the Teeters right. Marcus Teeter with the nice night tonight for South Adams.
Indians turn it over. So, again, Indians look like they're most likely going to get out of here with a dub. But right now, not real pleased with them. You've lost the second half right now by 3 points. And want to see Indians clean up, especially on the defensive end.
Marcus Teeter, by the way, has 20 points now. Here's a shot from the right side. It's no good by Teeter that time. Rebound comes to Nussbaum. It's up no good, and a foul's on for recovery. I think might be Chase.
I think they're going to get Tanner Cook from behind.
Yep,
and again, just second shot opportunities. And Coach Guggenbiller says, hey, how about what I see down here? He said you call the same thing on this end. So back to the free throw lines go the Starfires, and they can cut into this lead with the clock stopped.
So at the line, Nussbaum, he hits the first one. Justin Nussbaum, that's his first point of the evening. He'll have one more. And it is good again.
So the lead trim back to 14, Rob, as close as the Starfires have been in a while. Now they'll press a little bit.
Pass down to Tanner Cook. Here's a pass down the lane. Chase Bruns, and he lays it in.
Terrific pass from Wes Winning. Just faced up and saw Bruns. Good cut down the lane, and Bruns is having a nice game as well. He's into double digits with 11.
Ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery Speedy Shane, so South Adams will have it right in front of their own bench. Time's running out for the Stars with 4:13 remaining. 66-50, Indians on top by 16 points here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Here's a shot by Jared Grabow. It's up no good. Rebound comes to Tanner Cook. Dumps it out to Chase Bruns. Bruns comes down and a whistle.
He just got shot from behind. I don't know if they're going to give him shots on it, but he was going to the rack.
He was going to be out of bounds, I guess.
Team foul number 6, so the next one will result in Indian free throws.
That was on McGarren Clouser, his fourth. Inside to Wes Winning. He has a shot partially blocked. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Indians.
They get about whatever they want, Rob, on these out of bounds plays. And again, Winning just had it blocked.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes to Tanner Cook. Over on the left side on the wing. There's Wes Winning. Dumps it inside. Micaiah Cox lays it in. Give West the assist. Micaiah Cox the basket.
Yeah, really nice play there. Great pass by Winning. Made it easy for Cox to lay it in. He's up to 19.
South Adams with the ball, trailing 68-50 here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. There's McGarren Clouser. He'll dribble to the right, fires the shot. In and out, no good. Rebound, Micaiah Cox. Cox will bring it up himself.
He's going to have a double-double tonight, Rob, and he's played very well inside the lane area.
Speedy Shane on the left. Around the horn it goes, top of the key. Tanner Cook with it now. He'll feed to Micaiah Cox just inside the keyhole, and it's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Marcus Teeter. Teeter with the ball. He'll drive in and scoop it up. No good. Rebound comes to Tanner Cook. And there's a travel called on Tanner as he traveled before he could get the ball off. So it'll be South Adams ball. 2:53 remaining here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. You know, if you have a project in mind, let the designers at Fort Recovery Lumber design that project for you. They can get the plans down on paper, and then they can provide you with all the quality building materials you'll need to build the project. Your complete design and building center, building materials center, that's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. South Adams just missed one on an air ball, and Fort Recovery will get it.
Again, with 2:41 left here, Rob, you'd like to finish this thing the right way. And, boy, the Indians turn it over.
Yep, South Adams. So that was Clouser who caused all that. Here's Jared Grabow down the lane. Missed it. Rebound. Tanner Cook feeds it down to Speedy Shane, who will lay it in.
Nice play there by Cook. Turned it over on the last possession, but he went and got that defensive rebound and found Shane down the floor open. And Brandon knocks in his second basket. He's got four.
Outside, McGarren Clouser with it. He'll feed over on the right to Cole Myers. Top of the key. Going to the left. Bounce pass goes inside to Marcus Teeter. He'll side saddle it up. No good. Rebound back up and in by Nussbaum.
That's where Chase Brun's got to be on the backside on that weak side rebound there, Rob. And again, giving up a second shot and another basket.
70-52 now. Here's a shot from the baseline. It's good by Wes Winning. Boy, Wes is playing a wonderful second half.
Unselfish play by Brandon Shane, though, Rob. He had a layup, and he handed Winning the layup. So, again, well done.
Ball's loose, picked up by Chase Bruns, and a foul is on McGarren Clouser, and he is done. He fouls out. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. We wanted to take this time to wish all of our customers a Merry Christmas. We feel blessed to be a part of a wonderful and supportive community. Hoping you get everything on your list this year. Our Christmas Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will be closed on Christmas Day and then reopen regular store hours Saturday, December 26th, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Chase Bruns at the free throw line on the 1-1. He got the first one. That's his first free throw attempt of the night.
And Bruns has a dozen. So, again, I think you got three in double digits, four in double digits now for the Indians as well.
And the second one is also good, giving 13.
And he'll sit down most likely for the rest of the night. Jason Reisner in. So, five on the floor in purple right now. Micaiah Cox, Wes Winning, Tanner Cook, Matthew Bend, and Jason Reisner.
And South Adams cleaned their bench, by the way, while we were away there. So, a whole bunch of new guys in for the Starfires now.
Only guy left for Chris Guggenbiller is Kyle Kanapke. So we'll see if Big Kyle will jump off the bench here in just a minute.
Marcus Teeter will end as the leading scorer for South Adams tonight. He is out of the game. There's a foul in Fort Recovery.
Really like the way he plays, though, Rob. Again, when do you have South Adams play Jay? Is that one already happened?
They play two times. They play in the tournament, ACAC
right.
Conference tournament, and then they'll play in regular season. No, they have not played yet.
I mean, I see that as a mismatch, but again, I kind of like some of these guys here. Again, really like the way that Grabow plays, and he'll cause some problems, but again, with Dirksen inside, I think he's definitely a game changer in there, and he'll change some of the thoughts. But Grabow can jump out to the perimeter and knock in a stroke, a three down two. So it'd be two interesting games.
J.D. Groh hits one of two free throws for South Adams to make it 74-53. Fort Recovery with the ball with a minute to go in the game. There's a ball tipped away. And ending up with it is Jason Reisner. Now he's double-teamed at the other end. And a foul's going to be called on South Adams' Cody Fike.
Man, they let the first three fouls go, and then they finally decide, hey, we better call this because send Jason to the free throw line. He'll have one and one. That's team foul number eight on the Starfires.
If you just got your electric bill and you say, hey, I need to do something about this energy consumption, see the Larson Insulated Storm Windows and Storm Doors at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. They'll save on your heating bill. Free throw's good by Jason.
Fort Recovery Lumber Yard owner, Mr. Bupp, he's in Australia, Rob. He might be listening.
He might be.
He and the Bupp family and the Dave Kalp family down under. So we were making fun of them on the JV broadcast. Maybe they're listening.
Three-point shot is good by South Adams. Nice basket there by the Starfires. Nick Worcester.
That was a bomb. He was back by the volleyball line. He let that lefty Jay go.
So that makes the score now 76-56. Worcester with three. Here's a steal. South Adams up and good. That time it's J.D. Groh scoring. Now it's 76-58 with 20 seconds left on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Matt Ben will drive and score.
If you're going to give me the layup, I'll take it. And then Ben gets it back to 20. So we'll see if the Indians can get a stop here and win the second half by a point.
He has 13 points on the night. There's a three-point shot up, no good. And that's the end of the ball game as Mr. Wes Winning gets the final rebound of the game. And the clock runs out.
Not a thing of beauty, but Indians had a really nice start tonight, Robin. Again, anytime you come on the road, you got to find your A game. And Coach Googs, he'll have some good and bad things to say to us probably if he sneaks up here for a post game. But again, bottom line, Indians get out of Dodge with a W.
78-58, 20-point win for Fort Recovery as they jumped out to a nice lead, 21-10 at the first quarter, and led by 19 at halftime, 40-21. They end up winning by 20. 78-58. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. For quality building materials, you know where to go. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Polly, want a cracker?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Joe, what are you doing?
Feeding this parrot a cracker.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Joe, that is no parrot. That is a turkey. Folks, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio feeds their turkeys a nutritionally balanced diet made with corn and bean meal. Call them at 419-375-4619 to get the latest corn prices. That is 419-375-4619. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery has a tractor that is an absolute driving pleasure. The New Holland T8 Series tractor. It has the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in industry. You get fingertip controls from the award-winning Sidewinder 2 console and a 360-degree visibility. And the unprecedented 11-foot, 4-inch wheelbase provides smooth, superior performance in the field and on the road. Discover the ultimate place to work. The New Holland T8 Series tractor. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for a cane to give you more support and confidence with every step? Kalp Pharmacy has the Hurry Cane at a discounted holiday cash price of $35 through the month of December. The Hurry Cane stabilizes like a foot, pivots like an ankle, and adjusts to your height for the perfect fit. Order the Hurry Cane today by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 866-526-0976 or visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, Indiana, Burnie, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the South Adams Stardome, giving you the scoring real quickly, individually, and then we'll look at some more of the stats as we get those. It was Micaiah Cox leading the Indians with 19 points tonight at 14 at the half. Wes Winning with 14 points. Matt Benn with 13 and Chase Bruns with 13 points. 9 for Darian Sheffer, so almost 5 in double figures. That's amazing.
Well, I think that's one thing that Coach Googs will be happy about. He said he gave me the thumbs up. He'll jump up here in a hurry to talk to you, but balanced scoring, and he's got guys that can put the ball in the hole, when a lot of guys, and again, you had Caleb Martin down tonight, Rob, not playing because of a foot injury, but again, you got to feel good about that, having 4 in doubles and almost 5.
Jason Reisner also had 6, and Brandon Shane with 4 for the Starfires. They were led by Marcus Teeter. He had 9 points in both halves for 18 total on the night. Actually, Jared Grabow had 20 to lead the way. 11 the first half, 9 the second, and then 18 for Marcus Teeter. 6 points for Cole Myers, 4 for McGarren Clouser and Justin Nussbaum, and 3 points for J.D. Groh.
Man, really like the way those two guys at the top score, Rob. And again, we gave them a lot of love tonight, and they deserved it. Grabow was outstanding, and he kind of matched almost Micaiah Cox. We said those two guys look a lot alike, and really like the way that Teeter plays. Marcus Teeter, he's crafty. He knows how to put the ball in the hole, and he did a good job.
Nick Worcester also had 3, I believe, for South Adams as well. In the reserve game, South Adams won that. We almost picked them off, but missed a shot right at the end. South Adams won 38-37. Fort Recovery was led by Cade Wendell and Kyle Kanapke with 8 apiece. 5 points for Reese Rogers, 4 for Evan Post, Peyton Judy, and Clayton Pearson. And 2 points for Ethan Shane. South Adams was led tonight by J.D. Groh with 12 and Joe Stuber with 8. Terry Dawn had 7.
And Terry Dawn hit the big shot of the game, Rob. His numbers weren't great, but he and Cade Wendell went at it all night long from that point guard position. 2 sophomores that I think are good players. And again, Tony Overton's club only led once. It trailed by as many as 12, and they led it with 30 seconds left, and Dawn came down and buried a 3 that gave them the lead and ultimately the win. And bottom line, really nice game, though. I thought 2 pretty good teams, well coached, and it's fun to watch.
We'll have Coach Guggenbiller in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. We wanted to take this time to wish all of our customers a Merry Christmas. We feel blessed to be a part of a wonderful and supportive community, hoping you get everything on your list this year. Our Christmas Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will be closed on Christmas Day and then reopen regular store hours Saturday, December 26th, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. Their Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to the Stardome here. Indians win it tonight. Joined by happy head coach Chris Guggenbiller. And coach, we'll give you, I'm going to put you on the spot, some good and some bad. I think some good stuff. Bottom line is 4 guys in doubles, almost a 5th guy in double. You got to feel good about the balance. And then also talk about the start. Got off to a great start.
Yeah, you know, that balance is something that we really thought we could exploit this year. You know, I've said before, we don't have that 25-point night score. And we don't need that if we can maintain a little bit of balance with having those 4 guys in doubles like that. And secondly, you know, that fast start was critical. And that's something I focused on in the locker room beforehand. If you watched any of that JV game, it was just flat basketball that there was no energy there at the beginning. And I really challenged them, bring that energy from the get-go. You know, we liked our matchup tonight. We just needed to come out right away and set that tone.
Really did a good job in the lane area. Mackay had a nice night. He really got on the offensive glass, dominated the first half on the glass, and really found a way to get yourself going. And now we got some stats in front of us, so we can kind of both look at it a little bit. And overall, on the rebound night, you guys win it 40-21. So another dominating rebounding night for your team. And really did a good job on the offensive glass. They got Micaiah for once he got six offensive rebounds, and he cashed in on a few of those too.
Yeah, you know, that was another thing that, you know, we talked about is, you know, we looked where we had success this year, and we were out rebounding teams, you know, not necessarily 2-1, but we were out rebounding teams with a pretty good advantage, and you look at the one hiccup we had, and Jay County out rebounded us. So, you know, it's no mistake, you know, we're rebounding can really win you games, and not necessarily that won us the game tonight, but allowed us to do a lot of things that we want to do, as in pushing the ball in transition, and then from there, you know, Micaiah West really did a really good job of being that five man, that rim runner, and beating their bigs down the court, and we were able to find some easy buckets in transition.
Well, now we'll get the hard stuff. I know you well enough after 2 years. I guarantee you, in that locker room afterwards, you weren't always happy with everything that went on, especially mid-third quarter. Got a little raggedy, a little sloppy. We turned it over a handful of times, and you never really felt threatened, but you kind of let them back in the game. It got back to maybe 13 or 14. You called timeout, and I could watch your huddle down here. One, you had two guys in a headlock, and you had a little, you know, and we laugh about that, a little coach talk. Yeah. And I, you know, you can say or not say what was going on there, but bottom line is you cleaned some things up, and, you know, second half you win by a point, but I know you're probably not happy with that.
Yeah, you know, turning the ball over way too much. Again, you know, if we're going to be the aggressor defensively, we can't be turning around and then turning the ball over more than our opponent. And that's what happened tonight with, you know, our 20 turnovers and their 16. You know, a fan in the stands, you know, probably wouldn't guess that. But, you know, as coaches sitting on the bench and you guys sitting here, it's those things that you look at that say, you know, we definitely have to clean up. And, you know, the couple knuckleheads on the sideline, you know, we talk about being an unselfish team and making that extra pass. And I thought we really were trying to make that extra pass pretty well tonight, more so than we have so all year. But, you know, we got a little bit of selfishness going on the bench. You know, I told Chase and Darren, you guys have been around. You're practically brothers. You've been around, you know, each other your whole athletic careers. And, you know, it's competitive's coming out. It's fire coming out, you know. But we just got to make sure that, you know, that moment of selfishness between those two, it doesn't only affect them, but it affects their teammates around them, and we just can't have that. So, you know, we address that, and they understand, and, you know, they both got back into the game, and they both did some good things after that, and we live, we learn, and we move on.
Well, I like classic full recovery kid, and you were one of them one day, and I guarantee a guy sitting next to you on that bench probably had a couple of those with you back in the day in Joe Bruns, that, hey, guys, this is the way we do business. And the one thing I noticed in that conversation, you were doing most of the talking, but when it was over, both of them, you looked at you right in the eye, shook their head, and you knew that the message was across.
Absolutely. You know, I checked out on the bench after that, and they were sitting right beside each other, you know, like nothing even happened. So, you know, that's the approach we need to have, Megan. If we want to do the things that we want to do this year, we're going to have to continue to push each other, you know, in games, to demand each other, to execute at a high level in games. And part of that, you know, every once in a while you have to let your teammates know that they can do better, and, you know, that's what a lot of that was. But, you know, we got to make sure we're constructive out of it, positive out of it, and move forward.
Well, again, like what your bench gave to you tonight, you had some guys coming off. Matt Benn, again, was very good again tonight, especially offensively with 13 points and 7 rebounds. You also got good minutes from Jason Reisner. I thought Jason was aggressive, knocked in a couple mid-range jump shots. Tanner Cook got more minutes tonight because of Caleb Martins. So talk about your bench, but also talk about Caleb and his health and the folks at home listening.
Yeah, you know, Caleb tweaked his ankle the other night. The doctor says 2 weeks. You know, we'll see. He seems to be getting around all right now, but it's something at this point where we don't need to push. We don't need to push his health. We need him healthy so we can have a healthy Marty down the stretch. And you know, you're right. You know, with the guys coming off the bench, it's a very nice luxury having a Matt Benn come off the bench and give you a point guard quality minutes, activity, ball handling out there, and a really smart, heady kid. And then Jason Reisner, there's not going to be a stronger 2-3 man that we're going to face all season than Jason Reisner. One thing with Jason, and he's only going to get better as he gets a little bit better in shape. He gets his foot quickness going a little bit better, and he's going to even defend better than what he's defending right now. He's picking up a lot of fouls right now just because he's not exactly where he needs to be in condition-wise. But, you know, we got you know, a little bit of practice time coming up here, and those are certainly things that we can fix.
Well, we can't not say something nice about Brandon Chain. I thought Brandon was really good. When you talk about unselfish play, he's your quarterback out there. 7 assists, 2 turnovers, 4 steals, a guy that really gets you out in transition and makes things happen.
Yeah, this is about the 3rd game in a row now that Brandon has had either 2 or less turnovers. I think the past 2 games, he may have only had 1 in each of those games. So we're a different team when Speedy really takes care of that ball. And you know, the really nice thing with his, he's a pass man first. He wants to get the team rolling with, you know, with his assist. And then, you know, if he has an open look, he's capable to knock down the 3, or he can break you off the dribble and finish around the rim. You know, he's definitely that engine that gets us rolling.
Well, I know you'll get back to work over Christmas break. 2 guys out here that I thought were really good. I think Grabow and Teeter are nice players. I think you'll challenge your guys down the stretch. We're going to see some guys like that to be able to shut those guys down and know what they do. And those 2 guys played very well.
Yeah, you know, especially a kid like Grabow, that he's a kind of a difficult matchup because he has outside ability, but then he's, you know, so if you put a little smaller guy on him, like we tried to in the second half, he can kind of muscle him around, use his body really well, and finish around the cup. So, you know, it's those challenges that the matchup challenges that, you know, we'll continue to face this year, that, you know, it comes to a point where guys are going to have to rise up, and you know, we're going to have to see who's capable of defending in situations like that.
And we'll let you get out of here with this. Back to work Tuesday night. Fort Laramie invades the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and that's another revenge game, tough one a year ago. They made a buzzer beater on you at their place, and they come into the Fort maybe in a little bit of rebuilding mode, so maybe a good chance to get one.
Yeah, you know, they're bringing in a young team this year. They're bringing in a really nice 6'8", 6'9", sophomore. They played St. Henry real tight the other night, only lost by 1 at St. Henry, so, you know, the coach has them coming around, even though with a young bunch. But I'm looking forward to having a little bit more preparation time for a squad. So, you know, I think guys can be just more prepared for a team coming in here with Fort Laramie.
Well, get out to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse on Tuesday night. Again, they'll be honoring the baseball team at halftime. And, Coach, congratulations, 4-1. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Jeff.
Chris Guggenbiller, head coach of your Fort Recovery Indians. We'll take a quick time out and get back with some final thoughts from Radio Rob and myself, Jeff Hobbs, here from South Adams.
Okay, well, thank you there.
And, well, there you go. I guess we'll keep it here. How about that?
Well, let's just do that. We'll just keep it here. And, again, always Chris Guggenbiller, always a level-headed guy, and interesting to hear his comments.
Well, and again, how much you got to hear, Rob, again, he addressed the issue and didn't duck it. I mean, he had a little issue down there on the bench with a couple guys that he had to get after a little bit, and I like the way he did it. Again, he's a no-nonsense guy, and I think he learned that from his head coach, Joe Bruns, who's sitting down here next to him. And, again, he addressed it, and you could definitely tell that the gentleman got it, and I like that. And, again, didn't duck the fact that they were a little raggedy in the second half, too. What we talked about on the broadcast, got to clean some things up a little bit and do a little better job. But as you said it more than one time on the broadcast, got to be amazed at where this team is with, what, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 practices under their belt total. You're 4-1. You got to feel good about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, they were right in that Jay County game the other night, only trailing 49-47 before the Patriots pulled away with free throws there at the end of the contest. Tonight's score again, 78-58. Indians win by 20. And once again, the leading scores for Fort Recovery this evening. We had 19 points for Micaiah Cox, 14 for Wes Winning, 13 apiece for Matt Benn and Chase Bruns, and 9 for Darian Sheffer. Again, South Adams was led by Jared Grabow with 20 and Marcus Teeter with 18. In the JV game, again, South Adams won that one 38-37. 8 points for Kyle Kanapke and Cade Wendell for Fort Recovery. Thank you, sir.
Look forward to seeing you Monday night at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse for girls basketball.
We'll be there, and I saw where St. John's beat Van Wert by 20 last night.
Yeah, so, I think Van Wert's a little in rebuild mode. So, again, these are the kind of games that you want to continue to get better with. And Brian Patch and Jeff Vaughn doing a really nice job. That team is on a 6-game win streak, so you'd like to see that just continue and go to 7 after the holidays.
Well, hey, thanks to all of our listeners on WPGW on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our fine sponsors. Thanks to Jeff Hobbs, our studio producers, Chuck Rohr, and also Eric Catterly in Portland. Chuck Rohr over at Fort Recovery Radio. For, again, all you fine folks out there, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, where, again, the Indians win over South Adams this evening, 78-58.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.